Welcome back to the broadcast, my friends. Yeehaw! Derek the Freedom Screamer on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Thanks for joining us tonight. What a great broadcast last night. You want to talk about a presentation packed full of facts and figures and real evidence. Boy, the evidence that Laz and Shauna Cox and Lori brought forth last night isn't enough to spark, I mean, a really serious investigation. We know this. There's just absolutely no hope for this government. I mean, does anybody really think that this, that our freedom is going to be kind of reestablished or revived or respected, because we always have it. It's just a matter of who's violating it or who's not. With this corporate three-letter agency, fat international conquistador admiralty law witches court, Vickers and Masons running stuff from behind the scenes, and all corporate prostitute garbage, does anybody really think we're going to make it back to where we need to be with what we got going on now? I mean, really. Before I get to my little list of what we got going on now, how it's no different from the same old thing we had in the last 8, 16, 32, 64 years, back all the way until what, maybe 1788, just before the Judiciary Act of 1789, which put the witches' court into admiralty jurisdiction and gave them discretion over everything and turned us all into walking fiduciary instruments that the government has conscripted into their admiralty law military. If you'd like to support the network, please, you do it by phone or do it by mail. There's two options. If you like what you hear, please don't forget to, on a regular basis, if you can, each month, a little each month, many hands make light work. The RBN number is 800-724-2719. Go get your pens and paper out, people. I'm going to give it again slowly a couple of times. To call in and donate by phone to keep this broadcast and others like it on this network going, please call 800-724-2719, extension 3, and you will be able to donate and know that your dollars are going to support something as close to the truth as we can get you. We're not pimping any people or any policy or any agenda. I'll strip it down and take on anything on a neutral, open-minded, you know, and everything from whether you're talking political, spiritual, religious, anything. We're just trying to get to the truth here. And I think we do a lot better job on the RBN network than the other networks do. I really do. Even the big names in the alternative media, the truth media, so to speak. I mean, they're locked into the same old talking points. They're talking about CNN and they're talking about Fox News and, you know, the Podesta emails and blah, 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 blah. Nobody's really getting into the overall, the big picture. I mean, look at what Trump did at his signing of the STEM initiative for the science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, boxing, placing, railroading children, other people's children, into places that the corporate wants them to be. Not where the individual child wants to go, or whether their parent wants what that wants them to be, where the corporate, and those were all corporate officers. Don't forget, in Trump's 13-minute speech there, we played it yesterday. He said, "There's very powerful people here." He slipped that one in, and it made sure those kids knew these are very powerful people. You're supposed to lick boots. You're supposed to look up to these corporate whores. You're not supposed to. You work for us, children. We don't work for you. Excuse me, hello? Those corporate prostitutes in their three-piece suits and fancy dresses, they work for us. They're our bitches. They're our employees. They're supposed to service us. They're not supposed to tell us there's very powerful people here. Oh, yeah, thanks, Il Presidente, El Jefe, Julius Trump. But please support the network by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. You're going to support other networks. You're going to get, I guess, if you want to go into a comfort zone and just kick back and think that Trump's great and he's doing the best he can, and, you know, the swamp that he drained and refilled with fresh feces is somehow somebody else's fault. It's Donald Caesar's fault. If you'd like to donate by mail, the address is 2251. That's 2251. Double Creek Drive, D-O-U-B-L-E. Next word, Creek. It's Double Creek. Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas. 78664. That's 2251, Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas. 78664. You're the only reason we exist here. If you don't want to hear us, I guess then we'll know it. People, so if you want this to continue, I know there's some other great broadcasters on here that do more of the newsy type thing, and I'm going to bring you a few headlines here in a second myself. But to hear the conglomeration of spending of other people's money that they're doing, boy, the crackheads in Washington sure are on the same binge that they've been on for the last, 100 years with our money. That's 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Please donate. Put in $20 a month. I know almost everybody out there listening can afford that. Even if you're on a fixed income, throw in $20 a month. That's like $1 a day for the Republic Broadcasting Network. There's 20 broadcasting days in a month. Well, RBN has broadcasting on Saturday, so it's 6 days. But anyway, you know what I'm getting at. Is it 7 days? We got original programming on Sunday too. That's awesome. That's it. Well, 7 days a week we have original broadcasting here. I apologize to the other broadcasters. I don't get a chance to listen to the other stuff enough as I would like to. But hey, we're doing the best we can here with what we got. We take the big risk here at the RBN Network, and when we get no big paycheck, and that's not a rag at John Stadtmiller. He's not living on a beach in Hawaii, I don't think. He's living on a beach in Hawaii, having a martini with eight hot babes around him. I think he's struggling like everybody else to pay the bills, keep everything on the air, keep the guys who run the board paid, jump through all the hoops he has to, and still deal with all the, you know, the complainers out there who have something negative to say about just about anything. So-and-so isn't doing this right. Hey, why don't you do more of this? Hey, don't do that. Hey, this doesn't belong there. What are you doing? Blah, 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 blah. We're all doing the best we can. Try to take the good with the bad. None of us are perfect, but we're trying to get to the truth. You know, and there's just a lot we can discuss here, and we're willing to discuss just about anything. I can usually tell if a shill or a government, you know, a corporate plant calls into this broadcast. Our real listeners, the true patriots, we give them a voice, and so feel free to call in at 800 813-943-9443. That number is 800-313-9443. We should have Lori back on tomorrow night. And so I just wanted to take a few minutes here to urge people to support. I'm flying alone here. Help. Chris is not available. We can't get him. Gary is out of town for the week doing a presentation out west on, I think, organic farming or something of that nature. So that's awesome. But, you know, they left me alone. Jeez, what am I going to do? So anyway, I thought during the second hour we might play the full read of the Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars document that Deborah Tavares talked about in her presentation that I played here a few days back. And she does great work uncovering all kinds of stuff. She's very well researched and well versed in a wide variety of government corporate projects that are not in our best interest, let's just put it that way. But the document that she uncovered, the Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars, was fascinating. She didn't have time, of course, in her presentation to read the whole thing, so that was going to be kind of a separate. But for a lot of our listeners out there who don't have the internet or listening over the phone, or you're in prison listening, I know we have listeners that listen from prison, you may not be able to, they may not be able to get, just pull that up, you know, like everybody else can. So I feel, you know, it's important for many of our listeners to hear these things that they may not get a chance to hear, and we can do that over this broadcast. So during the second hour, and I'll probably back out about 45 minutes after, and about half an hour from now, because it takes an hour with commercials, you know, got to give it an hour and 10, maybe hour and 15 minutes. So, and it's called Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars. I believe that's the title of it. And the guy who put it together does a good read, and so I'll just let him do it. He's pretty clear spoken, and you can pay attention to the words of this document. This is what they have planned for us. So we're just trying to get all the information out there we possibly can. Tom Lacovara's sentencing has been delayed again. This is just I just have kind of given up trusting the fact that the witch's court's going to do anything it says it's going to do, or the defense attorneys, or, you know, anybody else. I'm taking one day at a time. And so just keep Tom in your prayers. That's all we can do right now. I can't tell you the list of people that told me that they're getting mail returned. I think Evelyn finally got through to Tom, both verbally and through the mail and through a donation. So that was great. But even she sent me an email saying, I think it was 11 returned to sender letters that she tried to get to Tom. 11. How's that for persistent? God bless Evelyn for staying on in touch with Tom. A lot of other people sent a letter or two and gave up, and I understand why. You're not to be faulted for it. It's very frustrating. I mean, how many times? 11 times to keep resending a letter? I mean, that's rare persistence. So people, be persistent and do what you can, and you'll finally get through. Even the address on the box that Tom sent her did not get it to the right, to get it to him. So finally, apparently, she got through. And look, Tom's going to be out shortly. His sentencing is most likely going to be time served. So he'll be back here very soon. So I just want to keep the seat warm for Tom, and we'll see where it goes when he gets back. What he wants to do, what the network wants to do, I'm wide open to anything. So, but, you know, this is really kind of, you know, Tom's operation, and I feel that, you know, he should be here. I'm only here by kind of a bad circumstance, and we're trying to make the most of it, and I'm doing the best I can with my broadcasting skills, which are minimal. So anyway, support the network. Support your local activists. Be an activist. This show stands on activism. Don't just be a hearer of the word. Be a doer of the word. Hello, all you Christians out there. There's a lot of scripture out there telling you to get up, get going, be an activist. Storm the gates of hell. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Be a doer of the word, a hearer of the word. Visit people in prison. Minister to the needy. Help feed the homeless and the hungry. Try do what you can to heal people physically, spiritually, mentally. There's all kinds of things you can do to be an activist. Jesus was a hardcore activist. He was very activist. So, you know, Jesus didn't sit around waiting for himself to return. Jesus got out there and did the deal. And so everybody else, I think, should be doing the same. If you want to kind of be like Jesus. Now, I'm not a big believer in the try to be like Jesus, because that trying to think you're going to be like God is a little bit delusional. But you should obey Jesus. Obey the Lord, obey the word, obey the creator, as best you can, and do what he said to do, and do what he did. I mean, we're not going to obviously we're not going to be Jesus, but we do the best we can to follow his way, and follow the words the word that he put forth. So I say, get out, you know, get into the prisons, get out to the witch, at least get to the witch's court. That's real. And if you get to the witch's court and you spread the word on jury nullification, you won't have to be doing the ministering at the prison to all the people who got locked up by the witch's court. Only by way of the witch's court do all these people wind up in prison. It's not just, you know, street crime. It's, you know, some kind of deed straight to jail. There's this whole catalyst here called the witch's court, and this is why I'm so you know, banging the drum every night about this. Is this all the power resides in the court? Yeah, you can, you know, because look, any legislation that's passed could be nullified by the court if the court would do the right thing, and it works conversely the same way. So they can judges write law from the bench all the time. They could write good law. They could do constitutional things. They could do things to enforce freedom, to restrict the government and the power of the corporate over the people. And they could do the right thing. So there's all kinds of maneuvering room if they want to do the right thing, and independent of the legislature. Not that that's necessarily the best course, but that's the way it is. Why not harness that power? Hey, at least do something good with it. It's like the executive order power. That could be used to do real good and reverse a lot of, and it hasn't been. That pen should be burning out ink, freeing patriots from prison, like Tom and like Bundy's and like, you know, the woman locked up for the vaccines and the Amish guy locked up for making the hand cream and Victor DePonso, who had jail for judges, and he's a black activist up here in Rochester. All these people, all these patriots, and I know I'm forgetting a gazillion names out there that I know many of them. The Colorado guys, I mean, it just goes on and on. There's so many patriots and people doing patriotic type things that involve resistance. Peaceful, nonviolent, and passive. Simply saying no. Just say no. And that's it. I mean, I'm not talking about taking up arms, you know, setting off explosives. I'm talking about just saying no and resisting. Noncompliance. This is why it's so important to get to the enforcers. We need to get the enforcers to know it has to be no compliance, no enforcement. The people will not comply. And the police will not enforce, period. And let them take whatever dirty toilet paper out of Albany and Washington, D.C. that they want to, and they can hand it to the state police. And if they say, go screw, hey, that's the way it should, that's what we need, is resistance at all levels. And it all comes down to the executioner, because the witch's court even has no power unless they can rely on the local, the local guys to play ball. I heard that in the Shane Bennett case, the Ontario County Sheriff's Department refused 6 times to do a gun confiscation on Shane Bennett, who was had a minor statutory felony in his past, upstate New York guy, worked at the junkyard, was playing around with the little weed when he was 20, and all of a sudden now he's 32, married, and all his younger years are behind him, and he's got a wife and 2 kids, and he's sleeping and ready to get to work the next day, 2 days before Thanksgiving. And the state police SORT unit, Special Operations and Response Team for the New York State Police, they don't call it SWAT, they call it SORT, dressed in their military fatigues and the automatic weapons with their faces covered, of course, kicked the door in at 3:30 in the morning, and, you know, the whole thing threatening to shoot the dog, you know, holding the kids at gunpoint and then trying to mollycoddle them and put their arm around the kids and do the little fondling thing. Isn't that lovely? And then taking all of his 70 guns that were nothing more than a farmer's gun collection. He was not a prepper. He was not a militia guy. He was not conspiring to do anything. He never sat on a common law grand jury. He never did any courtroom observing. He was just minding his own business. And because of an 11-year prior felony, the New York City, I heard the sheriff's department 6 times said, no, we're not going to go confiscate those guns, because it was strictly statutory violations. He was a felon who was in possession of a firearm, even though it wasn't in his hand, it was just in the house, and magazines that would hold more than 10 rounds are now illegal, and each one's like a felony. So they had him on a whole bag full of magazines that were, you know, and he just picked them up at the gun show or at the Army-Navy store, you know, just had extra clips you know, not a big deal. This is just gun parts kicking around. Oh boy, each one was a big. So he got, and because the jury did not get the message on jury nullification clearly, I did the best I could pass. Now flyers wearing the shirt, but they had plants on the jury. Five people out of a jury pool of 40 had immediate family members who were state troopers, not just government people, in the New York State Police. There were two people in one of the final selections. One woman was married to a trooper, and the other one, her son was a trooper. And the other guy was a CPA, and then the next guy was the assistant mayor of the local small town, and everybody had some kind of connection to the system. There was no farmers or truckers, you know, independent operators, business owners. It was completely stacked with minions of the system. So anyway, how important is it to have a buy local, fix local? Your sheriff may or may not save your ass from the state police hit. Or he may or may not, if your sheriff's strong enough and says, hey, not only are we going to refuse the order to do gun confiscation on some statutory made-up constructive possession attorney lie garbage, we're going to arrest any troopers, any agent of any state, anyone, period, agent of the state, corporate, agency, law enforcement, doesn't matter what, we're going to be arrested by the sheriff as well. So not only is the sheriff not going to comply with, but he will also be willing to arrest agents of the state. And that's rare to hard to find. Not many guys have enough guts to do that, because the power, you know, the state, they like retribution and revenge. But hey, you know, we got two choices. You can either stand up, you can die on, you know, once again, what's the old saying? You can die on your feet a free man, or you can live on your knees as a slave. So with that, Mike, do we have Chris yet? Is anybody, is Eric Freedom Screamer flopping in the wind all alone tonight? Wow. So here we go. So I was so happy to see that the Republican House and Senate, the Congress, is funding every single thing that Barry Satturo, masquerading as Barack Obama, masquerading as a president, every single thing his little communist rear end did with Hillary and Eric Holder and who was the education secretary, Arne Duncan. I saw a clip of him on Charlie Rose saying, we want the children in school 365 days a year, 12 hours a day, Saturdays and Sundays too. Wants them all the time. Okay, this is a guy who's sick in the head and he wants your children. That's why, get your children out of the public school system ASAP, people. I can give you horror stories about what goes on in the public pool system. Somebody remind me to tell this. I think it's still up at courtroom. If you go to courtroomwatch.org and you go all the way back in time to almost the very beginning of the first couple of posts that were done, what, 6, 7, 8 years ago? I don't even remember what year. Oh, I had to be 2011, somewhere around 2010. There was a post that says upstate New York public. Type this into your search engine. See what happens for shits and grins. Sorry. But type in upstate New York public school bans use of the word freedom. See what happens. Upstate New York public school bans use of the word freedom. I think that was the title I put on the article. It was one of the first things I ever wrote that had anything to do with anything in the freedom movement. I got a call from a friend of mine who's had several children. One of them was went to Spry Middle School in upstate New York, Webster, New York. Webster again. Oh. And long and short, one of the students got busted with a joint. He had recently lost his father. His father died. Kid had his joint in his locker. They arrested him, dragging him through the witch's court, $5,000 for an attorney. Him and his mother just lost the dad. Dad was real ill, had some, I think, liver failure. One of his organs had failed. And anyway, so the kid was bummed out, and he was smoking a little weed, middle school. You know, and I'm not saying it's any good for an eighth or ninth grader to be smoking at that early, but hey, you know, is it a big deal? They got to drag him through the witch's court. Anyway, they were destroying the kid's life, and the rest of the students stood up with him and made a big deal about protesting, and they were all going to the pep rally that was coming up the following weekend. They were all going to wear shirts with like Bob Marley on the front that said Freedom, something like that. And they were all going to do they were all going to, you know, shout something in support of this boy at the pep rally. And the principal got word of it and took the whole class into the auditorium and said, anybody caught wearing those, take your shirts off now. Anybody, and like as if they were going to have a fresh shirt in their back pocket to put on. Can't wear the shirts that say Freedom on the front. And anybody caught saying Free Tyler or Freedom will be immediately removed from the rally, suspended, and face other consequences. Now, what is this Nazi Adolf Hitler pig doing threatening other people's children with, quote-unquote, this Nazi-esque, mysterious, I wonder what it means, other consequences beyond suspension and beyond being taken out of the rally? That's all, as far as this jurisdiction goes. What's this other mysterious retributional thing that will sneak up on you at 3 in the morning and start stop driving by your house really slow? And that's the type of crap they do. I'm no joke. I've had it happen to me. So it is that you don't put it other consequences. I mean, what a Hitler. Swinson, Dave Swinson, is the principal's name. I think he's still the principal there. And so he literally told the kids, you will not use the word freedom. You will not say freedom. No one will use the word free. They couldn't say, there was another word they were going to use. You can't say Free Tyler or Free Paul or something like that, whatever the kid's name was. Oh, he told them right, you will not use the word freedom at school. This is what they're doing to your children. We'll be right back after this break. It's Eric the Freedom Screamer on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay with us.
The smoke is rising in the shadows overhead.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder, and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully, there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back to the broadcast. It is Eric the Freedom Screamer. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Thanks for joining us. Don't forget to support the network. It's all up to you. This is truly public broadcasting, not like that communist garbage over on NPR. This is Patriot Public Radio, and it's up to you patriots to keep it going. So the happy news is, by the way, Chris is with us. We'll get to you, Chris, in just a second. But So upstate New York public school bans use of the word freedom. Principal Dave Swinson tells this eighth grade class, you're not going to use the word free, freedom, or free the boy who was in question, who the witch's court in the school system was just destroying for having literally one joint in his locker at school. So he takes him into the gymnasium. He says, you're not going to use any of these words, free, freedom, or anything else even remotely like that, where you're going to be removed from the rally, suspended, and face further consequences. What the hell does that mean? Oh, that's creep. That's really scary. These are the public schools for you. And take off the shirts that said freedom on the front. 5 minutes before the pep rally. Okay. Because he got wind of what was going down. There was going to be a little protest there. There was going to be a little rebellion among the 8th grade patriots of Webster, New York. All right. So And you know, they're just standing up for their friend who was a good kid. Like I said, he had recently lost his dad. He got caught with a joint in his locker. So pep rally comes up. A couple of the kids kind of zipped up their jackets to kind of hide the shirt and try to comply a little bit enough. You didn't want to poke the beast in the eye too much. I mean, these are young eighth graders, man. These are young, 13? So it took a lot of guts for them to do what they were doing. And they were organizing this protest throughout the class, as an activist thing in the days before the pep rally. The pep rally comes up. They wanted to do the protest in support of their friend. Principal says, absolutely not, or you're in deep stuff. So when the time for the pep rally, each class got introduced. The seventh grade class, and everybody screams, and they all try to out-scream each other. And seventh grade, and when it came time for the eighth grade class, they all took a huge breath and said nothing. It was dead. What an awesome, you want to talk about just the, I couldn't have thought that up myself. I would have said, screw it. Tell them to go scream freedom as loud as you can. That would have been what I would have done. But they complied and protested, and it was even more powerful because it was a total silent freedom scream. Oh, brilliant. I wish I would have thought of that. What a great kudos. So there's your patriot. So that was the eighth grade class. Now, these are all they got to be all 20 now. Because we're going back, I think, six or 7 years. They were 13. Yeah, they're all over 18 now. I could actually start trying to contact, because they're not minors anymore. I could try to find some of these, and some of them on Facebook and see what the follow-up, if there's any follow-up thoughts. But, yeah, the silent freedom scream protest blew the teachers away. They were, oh, my God, why didn't you? They were panicking. How come you didn't say anything? It worked absolutely like a charm. They couldn't have done any better. So I thought that was fantastic. Guess what happened 3 weeks later? The Webster Police Department, along with the Monroe County Sheriff's, comes into the school with their sidearms and their batons and their pepper spray and German Shepherds, lock the school down, make the kids sit in the classroom in their seats for 45 minutes, only go into the bathroom with an escort teacher, taking the German Shepherds running through the hallway, sniffing every locker in the school, taking children down randomly to be manually handled by physically touching, frisked by the principals because the German Shepherd was barking at their locker and there was nothing in there. They knew their dog was going to get a treat if he barked enough times at enough lockers. Multiple students were fondled by their administrator teachers in this drug war that Sessions is so in favor of and Trump is so in favor of. And the children sat terrified as the dogs were barking out in the hallway. They were not quiet. They made them bark. They made them make a big scene. Heavily armed, dogs barking and snarling. Kids sit in your seats for 45 minutes. We're doing a lockdown drug check. Here's your great drug war. There's your great Sessions. There's your great Trump. Nothing's changed since 2011 when the eighth graders did the silent freedom scream and paid with a massive terroristic. The only terrorist is the government. There's no such thing as a terrorist unless it's a government act or agents of the agencies in the government. They're the only ones capable of committing terror. That's what the word was designed for. It was based on the term, the reign of terror during Robespierre after they cut off the heads of King Louis and Marie Antoinette in France in the late 1700s. Their little revolution was a little different than ours, but they went from bad to worse. And we kind of went from bad to worse, but it took a little while to do it because of the Second Amendment. But they went from bad to worse fast. And Robespierre was the author of the Reign of Terror. That's where the word came from. It describes government, and this was the quintessential perfect, picture-perfect illustration of how the government is the real terrorist, punishing these children with this terroristic lockdown because of their silent freedom scream protest in favor of a classmate who got caught with one joint. And during the drug check sweep with the dogs and the 45 minutes of the armed agents running throughout and all the doors locked so that they couldn't get out, they had to go to the bathroom, they had to have a teacher take them there. You want to talk about terrorism. And not one piece of drug was found. Nothing. They found nothing. Zero. Zip. So That's what happens when you get involved with the public school system. If you want your children to be exposed to garbage, terroristic insanity like that, and I could go on and on and on. Wait till I tell you about the young boy who had a meltdown because his Victor, New York middle school had not one, not two, not three, but four fire drills in one day. And the kid was a little bit touchy, had an aversion to the sounds of the alarms, and I would too. It's not the most pleasant. Four times in one day, four fire drills where they had to get up and flee the school four times in a day. That's torture. And it said it in the papers if it was normal. And if it was the boy that had the problem with it. The boy didn't have a problem. It was a normal reaction to a school administrators and communist pigs that think they own our children who have the real problem. With that, I'd like to welcome Chris in Las Vegas. How are you tonight, Chris?
I'm very, very good, Eric. Sorry, you kind of snuck up on me there, and I had to hit my mute button so you wouldn't hear the keyboard typing.
Lori does that to me, and I hate it. But I wanted to bring in, before I went on too much more, I could talk about that situation all night long. I thought I was going to be a little low on material.
Oh, that's absolutely horrific. Indoctrinating those poor children
If you got a few things on your mind, Chris, we'll just chew up the second hour, and I won't do the broadcast of the Deborah Tavares silent. We already did a presentation of hers the other night, and I wanted to follow it up with the playing of these Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars reading, the full read of the document. But if you have anything interesting to talk about, we can take the time tonight and do the reading of Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars at another time. So what do you got going on in Vegas? Take it away. What do you want to talk about, Chris?
Well, I was totally shocked and stunned to hear the Nazification of the school system. What state was that in?
This took place in New York State, upstate Western New York, upstate right on Lake Ontario, just about 20 minutes, not even 15 minutes east of Rochester, in a little town called Western New York. Oh, and boy.
Being our central Sovietized so-called education or educational system, they suck out our brains and implant with false indoctrinations into falsities that they tell us are truths, have been edging towards indoctrinating us into taking on the Soviet communist red Chinese Maoistic forms of slave training in America. It's not surprising that these so-called academomaniacs are trying to get the children used to being treated like slaves and chattel cattle that they presume them to be, because they don't bother teaching them anything. They just want to program, propagandize, and indoctrinate them into the communist agenda. This is part of what they're doing to change America into Obama and Hillary Clinton's "it takes a village of idiots to follow these maniacs" insanity. It's just bizarre. It's absurd. It is beyond the pale that these people are self-deemed elites have put themselves in positions to dictate to the rest of us what their insane brains. It's absolutely devious and demonic.
It is. And you know, I want to be fair. I don't know if you were listening to my broadcast. Was it last night? Seems like so long ago. Seems like last year I did a broadcast.
Let's be honest,
it wasn't just Obama. Donald Trump has now signed his STEM initiative, and we played the 13-minute. That might be worth playing again. I think it almost is worth repeating because it's not too long. But he says things in there. First of all, the whole concept is absolutely absurd. He's standing up there using little black children as props with red T-shirts, all looking like little Maoists, little agents of the state. I mean, my parents would have strangled me if I showed up in the White House in a T-shirt. Are you kidding me? I mean, everybody put on a button-down shirt or something, and it wasn't because they're poor. It was because they were being used as props. And all the shirts were the same color and said the same thing on the front, S-T-E-M for whatever, you know, Stalin, you know, Stalin technological, you know, education, Marxism, STEM, and all looking the same with the same shirts, and standing there around Trump at little props, and he's saying how much he cares about them. Yeah, right. Never even met these children. He shouldn't have anything to do with anybody else's children other than to say, hey, nice family, have a nice day. Get out of their life and stay out. Oh, no, but he's up there with all his corporate buddies saying things like, you kids are going to be the leaders of the world. In the future, you're going to be the leaders of the world, the United States and the world. The United States.
Oh, I heard that.
And the world. It was the United States.
I heard that Trump nonsense. I heard Trump carrying on with those communist programming propaganda tactics on a bunch of innocent, defenseless children that aren't used to that sort of psycho-political warfare programming of the Communist Party that obviously Trump is very deeply steeped in, to use those types of treacherous and treasonous tactics on a bunch of defenseless children. It's just, exactly. What kind of a demon can he really be?
And he said something else that was really, really just, it showed his true colors. He said, I'm going to want to play this clip again tonight, I think. He said, you know, you should do what you love. And your parents are going to tell you things, and you should always listen to your parents, but, and then he went on to say, but you should always do what you love. Do what you love, because then it's not work. If you do what you love, you'll always be successful, and you'll be, you know, the implication was to be a billionaire like me if you just do something you love. But he said, your parents will tell you things, and you should always listen to your parents, but. And for him to say you should listen to your parents, but, is, that's all you need to know about this guy. And how about this one? $200 million, peanuts, we should get more. This is nothing. Every year they're going to steal two. Of course, it's not his money. Gleefully spending our money, of course, it's easy to do. And I just love the one about you children are going to be the leaders of the world, the United States and the world. The world, the United States and the world. He kept saying the world. He said the world twice, and the United States once as an afterthought, just to kind of cover his tracks, so people would be hoping to think that people wouldn't completely immediately realize what a globalist, what a social engineer, what a true progressive he really is. And what's going on in the Congress is no different. Let's go back to just to what? Here's a May. Is this May? Let me see what this. Let's go back to July 2017. Here we go, May 3rd. I'm going to try to just go chronologically a little bit, somewhat chronologically. There's May. Okay, I got it now. There's that. And then it goes June and then July. Okay, so here's the progression of House legislation, and you tell me if this isn't the same thing you would have heard if Hillary was president. Bill to fund federal government. These are press releases by this congressional subcommittees. Listen to all these subcommittees: agriculture, rural development, food and drug. Agriculture, rural development, food and drug administration, related agencies, commerce, justice, science, and related agencies, defense, energy, water, development, and related agencies. Oh, my God, where would they be? Financial services and general government. Oh, great. Homeland security, interior, environment, and related agencies. Labor, health, and human service, education, and related agencies. Legislative branch, military construction, veteran affairs, and related agencies. State foreign operations and related programs. Transportation, housing, urban development, related agencies. On and on and on. Bill to fund federal government approved. Comprehensive government funding bill released. Short-term continuing resolution to maintain government operations approved by the House. Short-term continuing resolutions to maintain government operations released. Chairman Frelinghuysen's statement on the president's budget. You're going to hear this guy's name. He's obviously a congressman or a senator. Frelinghuysen. chairman, for, and they don't call him senator or congressman. They call him chairman, and they're doing that for a specific reason. This is brainwashing. Fiscal year 2017 defense bill funding passes the House. Appropriations releases fiscal financial services bill. Oh, great. The House Appropriations Committee today released the fiscal year 2018 financial services and general government appropriations bill, which will be considered in subcommittee. The bill provides annual funding for the Treasury Department. By the way, six people from Goldman Sachs in that Treasury Department. So this provides funding for them. The judiciary, this was great, the witch's court. The Small Business Administration, the Securities and Exchange Commission, oh, great, they're the ones that monkey with the market and crash and burn, and other related agencies. There's that word again, other related agencies. Man, that leaves it wide open for anything. Committee releases fiscal 2018 Commerce, Justice, Science Appropriations Bill. Appropriations Committee releases fiscal year 2018 Energy and Water Appropriations Bill. Appropriations Committee 2018 Agriculture Appropriations Bill. House Appropriations Committee released 2018 Defense Bill. Fiscal year 2018 Legislation Appropriations Bill released. Appropriations Committee approves Military Construction and Veterans Affairs Legislation. Appropriations Committee released fiscal year Military Construction and Veterans Affairs Legislation. Committee approves
they use those
2018 Commerce, Justice, and Science Appropriations Bill. Appropriations Committee releases Labor, Health, and Human Services Education Funding Bill. Yay, that's where your $200 million a year is going for STEM that Trump just signed and said made absurd statements like, they're very powerful people here, aren't there, children? You're going to be leaders of the world, the United States of the world. Yeah, go ahead, Chris.
When they speak in those vague, ambiguous, arbitrary, capricious, not specific, but malleable word art terms, they're equivocating. And it refers to James 1:8, a double-minded man does his unsound mind and uncertain all their ways. This is what we're dealing with. These people are talking in circular rhetoric. Rhetoric is by Jean-Paul Sartre, the law of rhetoric, says that one must lie in order to speak the truth. So he's obviously deceiving a bunch of not sophisticated, unsavvy, disabled children who haven't had the sophistication of learning yet. Therefore, he's using his adult skills to mine and fornicate them and take predatory advantage of them and try to program them into communist doctrines. It is he ought to be locked up himself. The whole flipping Congress and the Senate, these people ought to be under the jail, not just in jail.
No, your outrage is well called, and you're not being hyped up. I agree totally. It's sick. It's sickening. Watch this. You're exactly right, and it really struck an outrage in me what you just said. He's using his psychological manipulation skills, and a lot of this is being fed to him, sure, but he's no useful idiot. He knows what he's doing, and against poor little black children and white children and everybody's children. Doesn't matter black or white, but they like to have that extra, racial element in there to show that he's, of course, Trump's not against black people, which I don't think he is. I don't think he's a racist. I just think he's a corporatist,
a
tyrant, a dictator, and a monster in other regards. But I think he's an equal opportunity monster.
He's an elitist. He'll take advantage of everybody except for his Masonic brotherhood. He's obviously a ring knocker. How else could he be a big success in the construction business if he wasn't a Mason? Or Mason, if you like that better.
So what's he really doing, people, all you Trump supporters? I mean, is he speaking out against this? Committee approves Commerce, Justice, and Science Appropriations Bill. Labor, Health, Human Services, and Education Funding Bill. State and Foreign Operations Bill. Energy and Water Appropriations Bill. Agriculture Appropriations Bill, Homeland Security Appropriations releases Homeland Security Bill, Interior and Environment Bill, Appropriations Committee releases Fiscal Transportation, Housing, and Urban Development Funding Bill. Well, look at the money they're spending fast and loose with everybody else's money like a bunch of crackheads who don't have to pay for anything themselves. It's insane. And it goes on. It's where August. Chairman Freulinghausen announces senior staff changes. Chairman Freulinghausen, statement on relief. National Security Funding Bill approved. Appropriations of bills. State and Foreign Operations Bill. Well, here we go again with more bills. A legislative package bill. Homeland Security again. Transportation. They're approving all the bills that they put forward. And Chairman Freulinghausen this. Chairman Freulinghausen that. Chairman Freulinghausen's statement on new supplemental funding request. Chairman Freulinghausen's statement on U.S. territories recovering from hurricanes, blah, 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 blah. What has really changed, people? Step back and look at this. We got the same garbage Congress spending like a bunch of crackheads our money on stuff they have absolutely no jurisdiction and no lawful standing to be involved with in any way. They make up rules that on their own, out of whole cloth, that line their own pockets and put themselves in power over everybody else's life. And what has really changed? Do you think the signing of the STEM thing at the Oval Office with Trump and his little black children would have been the spitting image identical, word for word, speech the same, same corporate handlers standing behind him, same little prop children with the dread T-shirts, same, if Hillary was president? Argue with me on this. They can't do it, people. You know it's the same. We'll be right back after this break. It's Eric and Chris with the RBN Network. We'll be right back.
The air is still in the silence of my room. I hear your voice softly calling. If I could only have you near to breathe a sigh or two, I would be happy just to hold the hands I love on this winter night with you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.